Reading 3A. Exercise 1, page 34. Look at the title and the photographs. What do you think the text is about? Listen, read, and check.
Shark attack. Bethany Hamilton's surfer lifestyle hasn't changed, despite losing her left arm in a terrible shark attack. Bethany has been a surfer since the age of 5. At the age of 13, she ranked 8th in the world for under-18s, and her future looked bright. However, on 31st of October 2003, terror struck. It was a beautiful day, and like most other days, 13-year-old Bethany went surfing with her friends at Tunnels Beach in Hawaii. She was waiting to catch a wave when she suddenly felt a sharp pain in her arm and saw the sea turn red. She quickly realized that she was the victim of a shark attack. Her friends carried her back to the beach and rushed her to hospital. Bethany lost 60% of her blood, but she managed to escape death. Bethany is lucky to be alive. But perhaps the most amazing thing of all is that just 3 weeks after losing her arm, she was surfing again. It wasn't easy for her, though. She had to find a way to pull herself up onto the board with only one arm. Her father, Tom, also a long-time surfer, helped her. He fitted most of her boards with a special handle, which she uses to pull herself up. Bethany has promised herself not to let anything stop her from doing what she loves most. Soon after the shark attack, she entered a local surfing competition and surprised everyone by taking 5th place. A few months later, she won the NSSA, National Scholastic Surfing Association Nationals, in 2005. Bethany hasn't returned to the beach where her accident happened. However, the young American surfer is a very strong person. She says,
"I think anyone can overcome obstacles if they really try."